This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 354 for Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, seeking a continuation of yesterday's sell-off as losses in outside markets weighed on prices. Canola down $5 to nearly $8, July down $7.90 at $623.50 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all down on the day. Poor export demand continues to overhang the canola market, with the export pace running about 2.2 million tons behind what moved at this time last year. In addition, a widening old new crop spread is another bearish indicator, with end users showing little concern over sourcing old crop supplies ahead of the new crop harvest. While July canola has often traded at a premium to the new crop November futures at this time of year, currently it's trading at a discount of around $16. Forecast calling for welcome precipitation across dry areas of Western Canada over the next week contributed to the declines, although weakness in the Canadian dollar did provide some support. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower while wheat is mixed. Soybeans down 12 cents in the July contract at $11.60 per bushel. U.S. farmers have seeded 3% of this year's soybean crop, according to the latest weekly report. That's up from 1% at this time a year ago. Increasing export competition from Brazil accounted for some of the weakness, with the soybean harvest there nearing completion. However, heavy rains in Argentina are expected to cause delays with the harvest there. Corn also lower, down a penny in the July contract at $4.42 per bushel. Corn planting in the U.S. was at 6% done in the last report. That's up slightly from the 5% average for this time of year. Rains in the Midwestern forecasts will likely cause some seeding delays over the next week, but will be beneficial for crops in the long run. Wheat, meanwhile, ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat unchanged in the July contract at $6.44 per bushel, and Kansas City up 2 cents in July wheat at $5.83 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat, though, down 2 cents in the July contract at $5.64 and 3 quarters. U.S. winter wheat condition ratings dipped to 55% good to excellent in the latest weekly report, with 11% of the crop headed. Spring wheat seeding in the country came in at 7% done. That compares with the 6% average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 16th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.